I just recently attended a National Health Board conference, and there were two things that were addressed, and that was economy wise, but also the war has affected a lot of the economy. Not only that, but also the Native American people, have been ignored with their rights and their treaties, because especially in the, when there's concern about their medical, because we were promised years ago that they would take care of that medical, but they're cutting it. They're cutting our medical budget.
Is that just recent? Is that something you guys just learned about?
That's something that they do all the time. That's something that's always, it's ongoing.
So they've slowly been cutting back on your medical coverage.
Yes.
And has that impacted your family specifically? Have you had situations where you weren't able to get the care that you needed?
It was at first, but what we're doing is, with all our health programs, you know, our budgets, we have to really budget where everybody is taken care of, and that we don't run out of money at the end of that fiscal year. And just recently, we had put in our, I also am on the health board for our tribe, and we've been talking about, you know, ways where we could see everyone that's on the reservation, that they could, if they suspect or if they have any kind of markings on their body where, you know, maybe moles or, you know, that might be cancerous, that they can have a screening, and there's screenings going on now for that.
So the tribe's kind of stepping up and trying to fill in the gaps that the government is maybe backed off on.
Yes. And just recently there's other tribes in remote areas that are not getting the medical that they need. And because maybe they're too spread out, you know, there's so many of them. There's so many in their tribe that they can't take, if they don't have enough money to take care of everybody. In fact, back in, I think it was in Oklahoma, there was a little girl about 6 years old. She went back and forth to the clinic because she wasn't well. And they found out, they didn't even do they didn't do the right kind of screenings for her. They didn't do her physical or whatever happened. She didn't get the help that she needed. Within maybe a few months, she died of cancer because she did not get that medical help that she needed.
Anita?
And there's a lot of remote areas that are suffering,
not
getting the help that they need.
Anita, how does that experience, is it impacting how you see this election and who you're going to vote for?
Yes,
can you tell me
it
a little
does.
More about that?
Because they need to quit ignoring their promises, their treaties that have been there for so many, many years. And it's got to stop, because they're, you know, they're causing those people to suffer. And just like, you know, there's the, and I am so concerned because we have a lot of our men overseas, young boys, young men,
so a lot of them
that haven't had, that some don't have a family, some that, you know, they will, some have, we already lost a lot in the war. You know, we need our voice back. We need our voice back. They need to go back home to their families, because their families are hit really bad with not having their souls of support there. And their kids. There's kids left without dads and moms. That shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be happening at all.
I can't think of a more important message to be able to give. If there was one thing at the top of your mind of what you want the new administration to recognize the treaties, is there any one thing that you want to say to tell them what from Needles, California, from the Fort Mojave tribe, what is it you want to tell them?
I want them to stop ignoring us, ignoring our needs.
Michelle and Anita, I'm so touched and I'm so honored that you took time with me today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.